welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Now, we're thrilled to have back on us. On our show again with us is an American icon and a pioneer on so many different preventative health topics, Suzanne Summers. And not only did she recently launch her new book, Bombshell, which we love, but she also launched The Suzanne Show, which airs on Lifetime, and it is just a huge hit. We love that show. And if you're just tuning in, this and every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. Hey, Suzanne, I'm so happy you're back with us.
Hi, I'm so good to be back.
Well,
I feel like I'm in a safe territory here.
That's right. We speak the same language.
Right.
You know, I just wanted to, once again, thank you for the stand that you take on prevention and innovation and just helping people empower themselves to live healthier, and also giving doctors almost a new kind of voice.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was just on a radio show, and you think that you've covered the country and you think that you really got the information out there, and the interviewer said, but hormones, aren't they dangerous? I hear they give you cancer. And I said, let's start like the king and I, let's start at the very beginning.
That's right.
And I explained to her that what she is thinking about are these synthetic hormones, and that synthetic hormones were forewarned by the Women's Health Initiative in 2002 that these were dangerous, harmful, and even fatal, and be better for women to take nothing at all than to take them. So women gave away their hormones, as you know, and then started feeling terrible. And in walks Dr. Jonathan Wright 25 years ago, bless him, the first doctor who ever prescribed bioidentical hormones in the United States, took such flack, was his office was raided by the FDA with guns drawn, and they left triumphantly with vitamin B and carnitine. And, you know, so this is a guy who has gone through a lot, and instead of shutting him up, it made him angry, and he now trains and speaks and has turned on so many doctors to the incredible world of replacing hormones naturally to achieve your optimal healthy levels. And these are the kinds of things that I'm going to be talking about on the Suzanne Show, bringing on the very first show we did, we brought on my gynecologist, and then the whole show was about hormones, women's hormones, men's hormones, really explaining the benefits, the quality of life, the health benefits to achieving hormonal balance.
Well, it's terrific. You know, this is so reminiscent, in our group of doctors. I'm the senior doctor, and yet in a lot of ways I'm the most youthful in thought, because I see these doctors come out of their residency and they've been taught something, and that's it. That's the way it's going to be the rest of their lives. I mean, they do continuing medical education, but it's like they stop thinking. They stop questioning. They don't ask, is there another way? And, I mean, you were a pioneer in spreading the word on bioidentical hormones, and it makes doctors think differently. So it's terrific.
It makes some doctors angry, because they weren't taught it, and now they're being caught unaware, and it makes them, you know, after all that training, how could they have left that out? But I think what I'm trying to do is just connect the dots. The planet has changed so drastically in the last 50 years, so that we have to really understand the absolute necessity and value of nutrition and of hormone replacement, because technology has extended our lives longer than people ever lived before, through MRIs and CAT scans and sophisticated blood tests and antibiotics, even sewage. All these things extended life. So in essence, we're tricking our bodies into living longer than they actually want to, because we're programmed to die after reproduction, after our reproduction stops. And so knowing we're going to live longer, but there's no quality afforded those years with the present medical teachings, then we've got to also realize we have to trick our bodies into thinking they are reproductive even when they aren't by hormone replacement so we can enjoy the optimal health of someone who's in, who's making a full complement of hormones. And the combination, as I, you know, all of us who are doing it, you walk around thinking, I don't see any problem with aging. I actually am happier now at 66 than I ever was because I'm in great health. I like the way I look. And I've got some wisdom and some perspective. I can actually be the new face of the matriarch and teach people, which is what our job is, isn't it? To take our knowledge at this stage of our life and use it to help the next generations coming along. And I find that the 40 and 50 year old women right now are really ripe to learn about this. They don't feel right. They don't know what's going on with them.
Well, don't you think that's because they're more in tune with their bodies? I mean, if you think about our parents and when they were 40 and 50, we didn't talk about this stuff.
No.
I mean, nobody spoke of hormones and my gosh, you know, hot flashes were something you just tried to cover up.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing. But now it's out there. It's out there everywhere. So now that they can talk about it openly, then they want answers. They're like,
Okay. but they don't know where to go because if they go to the doctor they've always been going to, who, if this isn't what he's chosen to specialize in, it's like going to a plumber for a heart bypass. It's just, you know.
That's a great analogy.
It's a whole specialty. So I started a website called foreverhealth.com, which takes doctors, vetted doctors. It's a patient referral. If you're looking for one of these kinds of doctors, you go there and they will route you, it's free of charge, route you to a doctor that does this nearest you. Because I just started hearing from so many of my readers, well, I read it and I want it, but my doctor said, why am I listening to an actress? And my doctor said, this is crazy and hormones are dangerous. And my response is, then you need to find another doctor. You can love that doctor, but you got to find one who is going to be able to help you, assist you in your aging process.
Yeah, we got to head to a break, but I got to say one thing before we do. Why are you listening to an actress? That makes me so angry because you have done your research and you really are a leader in this. And it just, that infuriates me. We got to go to a break. Stay tuned because coming up, what bombshell is Suzanne dropping next on her show? You're listening to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. We're visiting with one of our favorite guests, Suzanne Summers, and we love her latest book, Bombshell, and The Suzanne Show, which airs on Lifetime. And when we went to a break, Walter said the best thing, and I said, you've got to tell our listeners that. So go ahead.
Well, Americans have a history of listening to an actor, a famous actor, Ronald Reagan. So what's wrong with that?
He said that, and I said, oh, that's great. You got to say that when we come back.
I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times.
As
everyone ever thought. Oh, my.
Oh.
What an elegant quality man.
You know, it's one of those, some of those people in history that you feel like you know, like on a heart level.
Right.
I never met him, but I just love him. I mean, I have true love for him.
Yeah.
And Nancy. Oh,
he had our best interests at heart.
Yes, he did. Bless his heart. Okay, now let's talk about a little bit, because we mentioned it a little bit going out, but the foreverhealth.com, because we're so excited to be part of that program. And
I'm so happy you are part of it.
Well, just to recap to listeners that might just be tuning in, Suzanne's doing a wonderful thing. She's helping patients and helping people find the physicians that are doing this preventative medicine, that are helping people live healthier and really are open to that continued education on hormones and on health and wellness and prevention. Okay, let's talk about that article in the New England Journal of Medicine on chemo.
Wasn't that something? You know, my book Knockout came out a couple of years ago, Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer Without Drugs. And in Knockout, one of the doctors that said something, you know, every once in a while somebody says something that it's like a boing, a light bulb goes off, and he said, cancer is manageable. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you give cancer what it wants, it'll leave you alone. I said, what does it want? He said, it wants a detox body, and it wants good nutrition. And he said, then it has no reason to grow a new self. And I thought, yeah, it just seems we've truly tried. We've thrown billions and billions of dollars into cancer research, and the best they can come up with is to extend life by 4 to 5 months of poor quality.
Yeah.
And we've all watched the torturous death of people who are on chemical poisoning. And so I wrote the book saying that, let's just face it, the war on cancer is a dismal failure. Oh, my. Dateline took me on, and 2020 took me on, and Andrew Weil took me on,
and you knocked them all out.
I did. I tried. And, you know, there are enough people out there who are seeing that chemotherapy is a horrible way to go, and so the book was quite a success and continues to be so. And I find myself in a strange but privileged position of routing people who've read it, and can you get me into this doctor? And I find that what I do is I talk to them just to kind of get a sense of what kind of patient this is. Are you the kind of patient that could go all nutritional? Then I know who to send you to. Are you the kind of patient that needs to do the best of both? Then I know who to send you to. And so, but with all the flack I was getting, I was so, pleased is not the word, but validated this month when the New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, came out and said chemotherapy does not work. And it's in the journal now for everyone to see. It says it works sometimes for childhood leukemia, adult leukemia with the drug Gleevec, but Gleevec has an endpoint. It will work for a number of years, and then when it stops, the person, usually the body is degraded and they get, cancer, usually systemically. And it works for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and, did I say testicular? Outside of that, the protocol is a failure, and that's what the New England Journal of Medicine said. And these are the kind of things that we talk about on the Suzanne Show. Something that much of a bombshell should have been all over the news. Did you see it?
Well, yeah, and you know,
no.
Well, I only saw it because we're here. But what I was going to say is, yeah, we hear that in the small segments, but never makes it to the national news. It never makes it to the people that need to get it. We had a show recently. We had Ethan Zahn on with us. He is the Survivor winner, and he's just a wonderful human being. But he actually cured his cancer with a stem cell transplant from his brother. But he went through all of this, and he said, I did everything, and that was really what did it. But
I think stem cells are so clearly the future.
I do too.
And I don't know what the big monkey wrench is in this country that makes it so hard. You know, I had what I consider a miracle procedure this year, where I had heard about a doctor in Japan, Dr. Kotaro Yoshimura, who had successfully regrown the breasts of over 400 Japanese women who had had breast cancer using their own fat and stem cells. So I got in touch with Dr. Yoshimura. We became friends. I brought him over to America, hooked him up with a doctor in Los Angeles who's been working with stem cells in the back rooms, as they all are doing, and he taught him the protocol. We interested Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital in investing in the technology, and last August, I finally got the IRB, which I'd been turned down twice. It took me 3 years to pull this off, and as soon as I got this approval, I said, let's do it tomorrow. So we went in so that they couldn't pull it, and they took the fat from my stomach, boo-hoo.
I don't think you have any fat in your stomach,
no,
Suzanne.
No, I do. And they whipped out my stem cells, cleaned them, separated them, discarded the weak ones, took the strong ones, put these strong ones into a small amount of that fat so it was rich with strong stem cells, and for lack of a better description, with a turkey baster, injected it into my cancer breast, of which I had lost more than half, and I left the hospital the next day with a full breast. I had two breasts again after 11 years of not and wearing a prosthetic, and it made me cry. I didn't know I missed it because I'd gotten accustomed to it, but I thought the progress we're making is just astounding.
It's huge. And we talk about this on the show, and I don't think you and I have had a conversation about it. We'll talk more off air, but I have stem cell cream, human stem cell cream I put on my face. And it has made, in 4 weeks, it made such a drastic difference, and I've had it for 8 weeks now. And it's really, I'll talk to you, like I said, more off air, but it's really been a miracle. And I didn't think I looked that old until I had my headshots next to each other. I was like, holy cow.
Judy didn't look old. She looks even better after.
He has to say that.
The whole controversy on the stem cells is, originally they had to use embryonic stem cells, but now, like the Lifeline cream that Judy uses is non-embryonic stem cells, and in your breast, you used your own stem cells. So the technology is there now where there's no ethical or religious concerns whatsoever.
And that is the whole misnomer. I did, just because I'm dealing with all this, I did bank my V cells, which is very small embryonic-like stem cells taken from my adult bone marrow. I did that whenever the last Olympics were, because I remember lying in bed for, it takes 4 hours, and I watched the Olympics while I was doing it. But I've got those frozen and banked for when they feel comfortable enough to use those. But they found that we have embryonic-like stem cells in our adult bone marrow, so they gave me a shot of Neupogen, which brought the stem cells out into my circulating blood, and then with one IV in one arm took the blood out and extracted the stem cells, and with the other IV put the blood back in, and that took 4 hours. So there's a lot happening. These are the things I like to talk about on the Suzanne Show. It's like what you talk about on your show, exposing people to new ways, and the more people that know about it, then we can push for it to be commonplace. Like my stem cell breast regrowth, when they closed that clinical trial, which I opened for this, if all goes well, then that will be covered by insurance, whereas up to now it's experimental and, you know, of course they wouldn't. So it's getting it to the point where it's accepted so insurance will pay for it. Otherwise, it becomes elite medicine and eliminates so many people, which really isn't fair.
Well, that's right. It isn't fair, and there has to be some way that we can get this more in the mainstream.
Right.
Because
right.
There are people that are dying this could help, and it's so frustrating.
Right.
That, you know, we're stuck in a system, we're stuck in a system of oversight that's really from the 1960s.
Yes.
They don't understand it. They need to be educated. And
but that's what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. And we become voices that people trust. You know, I don't have an agenda. I don't sell drugs.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You.
No. So we're just here to get the truth out. I mean,
yeah.
We want to educate people so they can make good, healthy decisions for themselves.
And that there's a new way to be healthy and a new way to age, and that drugs, that toxins are really the hidden enemy, and that we've got to be cognizant of them.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, Suzanne Summers, you're listening to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again. Again, is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Tech, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. And we're always bringing you information that's on the cutting edge of medicine. And today, there's no exception. Matter of fact, today we are definitely on the cutting edge because we have with us Dr. Simon Craw from International Stem Cell Corporation, the parent company of Lifeline, who you may have heard us discussing before. And Dr. Craw is involved in some of the most fascinating research around. And of course, the buzzword in medicine right now is stem cells. In the first segment, Dr. Craw, you went on to kind of give us the basis of what stem cells are. So listeners can understand it.
And one thing that I think our listeners, if we're doing stem cell 101 here for them, is that, a lot of times they hear about embryonic stem cells and then it brings in the ethical issues, but there are ways to harvest embryonic cells that doesn't involve a true fertilized egg and bypasses those. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually, because a lot of people are very concerned with these, like I was saying earlier, these pluripotent stem cells, and by and large, they have come from embryos, from fertilized eggs, and in creating those stem cells, the embryo is destroyed. And that's the origin of the ethical controversy. So if you want to treat a person with those embryonic stem cells, you first have to destroy an embryo. And so the controversy is to save a life, you have to destroy a life. And of course, a lot of people are very uncomfortable.
Yeah,
with
we
that
are too.
Scenario.
we are too. It kind of goes against the grain of medicine. Do no harm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So let's talk about how science has changed that.
So International Stem Cell, the company I work for, our scientific founder was a Russian scientist called Elena Avazova, and she was a very religious person and was very troubled by embryonic stem cells. And so she worked for a long time to try and find an alternative way of producing these stem cells, but without creating an embryo in the first place. And so this work was done basically in 2007. The work was published first in 2007. And Elena and the company that I work for, we found a way of using this process called parthenogenesis. And again, that's another technical term. But what it means is you can create those same stem cells that we can use to treat these diseases and cure people's ailments, but without creating an embryo. And so you avoid the ethical issues associated with embryonic stem cells, and you avoid the controversy associated with destroying a life to save a life. So it's a very important distinction between International Stem Cells, our company, that use this ethical approach to stem cell research, and a lot of other companies that use embryonic stem cells for their research.
Well, and I explain that to patients is if they've ever had a dog that's had a false pregnancy, I mean, it was not a fertilized ovum. So, I mean, you know, your dog's acting like it's pregnant and nesting and everything, but, you know, it's not, because they know it's not, because, you know, little Fluffy hasn't been around any other puppies for a while, right? But the body will do that on its own sometimes. Is that right?
That's correct. And actually some lower animals, some newts and toads and things, can use parthenogenesis to actually reproduce. So it is a natural process. There's just it's not possible to reproduce in mammals using this method. But we found a way of basically tricking the egg into start creating stem cells without giving it the fertilization signal. So the egg can never become an embryo. It can never form a life, but it can create these stem cells. The technology is really incredible, actually.
So you have donated eggs, because there's all these eggs that are sitting in these banks for people that wanted to freeze their eggs or maybe use them later or whatever, but they aren't embryos. They're not babies. They're just eggs. So it wasn't like two eggs or correct me if I'm wrong, but there was just a one or two eggs that this started from, and then, of course, being stem cells, almost like the Amish bread that maybe our listeners are familiar with, where it just keeps dividing and dividing, or yeast, how it just grows and grows. Those have just divided indefinitely. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Our original donor was a lady back in 2006 who donated just a small number of her eggs. And one of, like you were saying, one of the incredible properties of stem cells is that they can just keep on dividing in this basic state where they haven't decided what they want to be yet. But they can, and the word for this is proliferation. They can proliferate essentially indefinitely in this state. So you start with one egg and you can create millions and millions and millions of these stem cells, basically indefinitely. And that's one of the very interesting things about stem cells and how you could treat diseases with these stem cells. Because you can generate millions and millions of copies of these cells, you can, of course, treat lots and lots of people. You have essentially an unlimited source of cells to treat patients.
Now, these stem cells that your company's created from the donated ovum, is there... theoretically, if you developed, let's say, liver cells and you wanted to give someone new liver cells, would there be a rejection problem?
Yes, there would. And this again is medically, it's a well understood problem. For the listeners, I'm sure they're familiar with things like kidney transplants or heart transplants. And when you undergo a transplant procedure, you have to do something called an immune matching. Or a cross-matching process where they take some of your cells or tissue and they match that to the donor. And basically, it's like blood typing, where you can only receive blood from a blood donor if there's a blood type match between you and that donor. And tissue is exactly the same. And if there's a mismatch, then your body will recognize that tissue as not being from yourself, and will essentially destroy that tissue. Your immune system will attack that tissue and destroy it, and that will result in what they call immune rejection and the organ being rejected. So with stem cells, it's exactly the same. If you take cells from one person and try and put them into another person, by and large, unless there's a match between those two people, which is not very common, it's very rare to get a natural match between two people, that those cells will be rejected.
So to be futuristic, do you see in the future all women after puberty will harvest some eggs and deep freeze them just in case they get ill in the future?
That's already happening, actually. That is happening right now. A lot of women are harvesting or eggs or freezing their eggs for both for future fertility use and future medical research purposes.
So the women are going to live forever, and we're going to be Venus with nothing but Venusian women, and you and I are going to be antiquated because we can't do anything about us. Is that it?
Unfortunately, there's no process for men.
See, you need a woman. You need a woman.
So just to be clear, because I'm sure listeners are wondering, you can't do this stem cell creation out of sperm.
No, you cannot. No.
I rest my case.
You're saying women are the superior gender.
We're so not fair.
Well, this is such a great topic. 12 years ago, we gave birth to our son, and we brought a kit into
I think you gave birth.
Oh, sorry. I gave birth. Walter's here, our son. But anyways, we brought a kit into the OB-GYN, and I said, hey, we want the cord blood banked, so can you? And he looked at that, and he's just like, are you kidding me? And he didn't even really know what to do with it. But now I think it's commonplace that people are banking that cord blood. But we kind of knew, just because of where everything was going, that the future of medicine lies in these stem cells and the cures that are out there. And do you agree with that?
Yes, yeah, that's great. You know, saving cord blood is, a lot of parents are now choosing to do that, and it's a very good idea, I think, for people to do that. The kind of stem cells in cord blood are what we call the adult stem cells, so they're not as powerful as the pluripotent stem cells we talked about, and the future medical use of them is a little bit uncertain still. There's more science to be done on those. But in terms of an insurance policy, I mean, who would not want to do that for the price of banking those cells for a few years and potentially protecting your offspring from future diseases?
Yeah, I agree. And of course, now that I'm over 40, I wonder if my eggs are too old. Maybe I need to go in and get my eggs frozen. Put them in there with the cord blood and say, hey, we got our own little bank of stuff to draw from. We're going to save everybody in the family's life, right?
Freezer isn't big enough.
Well, before we let you go, give out your website too, because I know that our listeners are going to want to be able to track International Stem Cell Corporation.
Yes. If they want more information, please visit us at www.internationalstemcell.com. There's a way there. You can email me as well, and I'm happy to take email questions and respond on a one-to-one basis.
Okay, great. Thank you for coming on. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.
Do you know someone who has suffered a heart attack or has been diagnosed with late-stage cancer? If you are like everyone else, you do. And those people would love the opportunity to turn back time because, in many cases, life-threatening diseases can be prevented if found early. You owe it to yourself and to your family to take that extra step. The Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program is designed to put patients back in the driver's seat. Forget the 10-minute physical and plan on spending half the day discovering your health status and making plans for improvement. Take charge of your health today and call Executive Medicine of Texas at 817-552-4300 or visit the website at emtexas.com. Again, the number is 817-552-4300. 4300. That's 817-552-4300. And on the web at emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. What a wonderful discussion we just had with Dr. Simon Craw from International Stem Cell Corporation. And now we're going to visit with a lady that I really respect. And I respect her because she knows all about stem cells and what they can do to help you look younger. Now, I know we've been talking about all that really important stuff, all of the life-saving stuff. But let's face it, whether you are a man or a woman, you want to look good and you want to be able to turn back the clock. So we have on with us someone who will definitely give you some insight into how to do that. Linda Nelson, who's on with us, is a director of education and sales for Lifeline Skincare. It actually is a part of International Stem Cell Corporation, which is who we've been speaking with a scientist from, Dr. McCraw, from International Stem Cell. And Linda's current role is in development of a new product that they have using the non-embryonic stem cells we were talking about and the extracts from those, and in applying it in a way that can help us look and just years, turn back the clock, like I said, but look years longer, younger. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Welcome, Linda. Nice to talk to you again.
So we brought in all these scientists, created this state-of-the-art research institution, and all we got out of it was face cream so far? Is that what you're telling us?
Hey.
I mean, and they're telling us that the guys, we can't even store ours, and now they're doing, it's just, you're going to have good-looking Venusian woman running all over the place. Is that the deal?
There you go.
Hey, you know what, though? And Linda can attest for this. You're talking about just the good-looking women. 60% of the people that use this face cream are men, right?
Absolutely.
So,
and because it's simple, and yeah, you put it on and you're done. That's it.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. I know it's a little bit off topic, and I know we got a lot of scientific things we can talk about, but let's talk for a minute about vanity and what's going on in society with both men and women, and why there's so much pressure to look younger. I would say for the guys, I mean, you guys see this a lot. The docs, the patients come in and they're really concerned about looking young. What are the reasons they give you?
Well, heck, I'm concerned about looking young.
Well, I'm professional. I mean, a lot of it's professional that, they don't want to either have to sacrifice the time or go the distance. They're worried about the, you know, with cosmetic procedures or plastic procedures, you know, getting that kind of plastic facies look and things. So, I was thinking about earlier about Lifeline and when they're talking the regenerative medicine and such, I mean, a lot of the cosmetic procedures that people are doing are trying to treat the signs and symptoms of aging from the outside in. I mean, they're doing, you know, dermabrasion and plastic surgeries. This actually treats it from, you know, kind of the inside out. from changing the way the cell and skin and tissue structure is.
Well, let's get Linda to talk about that, because that's a really good point. Let's talk about that, Linda.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that the marketplace right now is, you know, those of us that are in the baby boomer generation are going down kicking and screaming because it's all about staying as youthful as possible. And you know, your participation in that is huge because you're doing it from a physical health point of view. And you know, we're just the icing on the cake to make the skin actually appear like the good condition that the body's in. And so it's very, very timely. When we apply topical growth factors, which is really what we've taken from the extract, what the extract is comprised of when we take it from the stem cell, those growth factors provide the same elements that we naturally had within our skin cells when we were more youthful. That's why a child's skin is more resilient. And those growth factors deplete as we age. So essentially, with using this type of serum, we're giving back to those growth factors, giving back those growth factors to those depleted cells, and then they behave more youthful. And then when those cells divide, you have an abundance of new, healthier, more youthful cells actually participating in helping the infrastructure of the skin, the collagen formation, the brightness, just the general overall more youthful appearance.
Okay, let's talk about another word that I love, and I know that our listeners will love it too, nanotechnology. I mean, that's a big buzzword. It's something I know you all use, and I know it's something that our doctors love that whole idea, because when we think of computers and we think about how small things have gotten, now we turn that over and we talk about medicine. And so can you talk a little bit about how that's played a role in this cream and in other things that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. We use what's called a nanosphere, which is a very tiny liposome. And basically, the whole when we ran into issues in the initial development of this product, it was because we had to figure out how to stabilize this extract, because exposed to air and water, it would degrade and oxidize, and then it would lose its potency. So once we figured out that we could put it in a nanosphere, which is essentially a phospholipid shell, the exterior resembles the exterior of a cell membrane. It's bioavailable to the skin. It keeps the contents, which is the extract, fresh and potent, and once it comes in contact with the epidermis, it's immediately absorbed. It does not relieve its payload until it gets into the epidermis, so we have intact the extract, and it helps to, again, replace those growth factors and makes the skin healthier and stronger and brighter and more youthful.
For those of us that know that the John Wayne look isn't really in anymore, I know that Dr. Anderson's always saying he's going for the John Wayne look.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, Clint Eastwood. That's what it is. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
That's even worse.
Up until the convention, then he started looking kind of Sharpay-ish. So,
yeah. But I'm really amazed at the science behind it. We were talking with Simon about when we came there, and it was like a mini UN, and how all this brain power was there. And I know Dr. Anderson was joking when he said, "Oh, all this science, and we've just got face cream." But let's talk a little bit about kind of what that means, what the Lifeline product has meant to International Stem Cell Corporation as far as furthering the research.
Well, we do use the profits from the skincare sales to further our research, and I'm sure Dr. Krah told you that we are less than 10 years away from finding out what we need to know about Parkinson's disease in order to affect its outcome. So that type of technology, that kind of science, is actually fueled by the sale of the skincare. So we reinvest all those profits. So it's not just about healthy skin; it's about a healthy world and being part of a greater good. So we're really excited to be a part of that. And and I know that you got to visit the lab, which it is like a mini UN. You have a lot of amazing minds from all over the world that are putting all this energy into creating all this amazing science.
You can think you're really smart until you walk into International Stem Cell Corporation and you're talking to these brilliant, brilliant scientists. They're just wonderful people.
I think our listeners would enjoy the story of how this extract of the stem cells was noticed to help skin. Why don't you tell our listeners about that accident, so to speak?
Well, yeah, it was basically, as the stem cell scientists work with the product, and they take it apart and put it back together and try to figure out the various ways that they can get the most benefit. And from what I understand, because it was before my time with Lifeline or with International Stem Cell, it was probably before Lifeline was ever even thought of. The stem cell extract itself was actually one of the scientists applied it to the back of his hand, and he just kept doing that. And what he started to notice was that there were lots of physical changes that happened. The skin became more youthful. The hands age first as a result of their constant exposure. And so the skin, as a result of this, became tighter. The color became more even. The skin was just more dense. And, they didn't have the fine lines that his other hand had. So then they realized that they were onto something. And, of course, then after that, it was the challenge of stabilizing it, and that's when they decided to use the nanosphere to keep it fresh and potent.
I just figured something out. When we were there, I was thinking, gosh, all these scientists, they look like they could be our kids. They're so young. But really, they're probably 50, and they've just been rubbing this stuff all over them.
They get it cheap, and they're doing bad. I mean, it's a classic deal of the kind of the crazy scientist of, drinking his own potion, so to speak, of, seeing what this will do. Not that this was dangerous anyway, but...
You're the worst one for that. You do a research on yourself all the time. I think I'm going to take this. This is great.
That's kind of the nature. I mean, even in my end of the industry, in the aesthetic trade, you when you're working with skincare and you're enhancing people's lives, you also have to try it on yourself first.
That's right.
Make sure that you get the right result before you pass it on.
That's right. Thank you, Linda, for coming on. For our listeners, you can go to stayyoungskin.com, stayyoungskin.com, to learn more about stem cell use in the cream and how you can look younger today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas.com. And be sure to join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.